For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42, and it's happening again. Republicans in Congress into a new round of party infighting as House Speaker Mike Johnson unveils a series of foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Price tag, $95 billion. And hearing it from some members of the Freedom Caucus, Fox's Ryan Schmelz with continuing live team coverage on Capitol Hill. Walk us through how we've gotten to this point and what happens over the coming days, Ryan.
Right. So Speaker Johnson, Rich, decided that he was going to go ahead and move a series of bills and have them all voted on separately. One would fund Ukraine, another Israel, and another Taiwan. And like you said, a total price of that is going to be around $95 billion. And he's going to put a fourth bill on the floor that will also have some other national security legislation in it, includes the TikTok bill, as well as some other ones. And this has gotten some pushback from members like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are disappointed that legislation like this and some other bills that Speaker Johnson has put forward did not include any type of border security measures. So he's getting pushback from that wing of the party over this issue. And now you have two members who've signed on to the motion to vacate and are encouraging Johnson to resign.
He obviously is pushing forward with it. Is he looking for Democrats to support him ultimately, and will they?
Well, it looks like Democrats are going to support this. You had leadership come out yesterday, very complimentary of this. You had the President Biden already come out and endorse what Speaker Johnson is doing. And the idea of voting on all of these things separately as individual bills was something that originally wasn't something Democrats like, but now they seem to be coming on board with the idea, especially since a lot of this legislation is exactly what the White House had initially requested. So it looks like Democrats likely will get on board with this, but the question is, you know, will they save Johnson if he decides to move forward and he faces a motion to vacate again?
What's the vibe there in the Capitol? Is he like dead man walking through the hallways or what?
Well, I think there's an understanding, at least amongst those in his conference, that he is in a very tough situation, especially when you have different wings of your own party. You have a very slim majority in the House of Representatives. Then you have to negotiate and work with a Senate that's run by Democrats and a White House that's run by a Democrat, too. So I think there is an understanding about, you know, what he's doing, what his position is. But I think there are some Republicans who are really being very complimentary of how he went about this, in terms of putting this bill on the floor in a way that satisfies what a lot of people within the conference have been asking for, which is to have these things voted on separately. And now he's gotten Democrats to agree to that. So, I mean, I think some people view that as a big political victory.
Next couple of days could be very telling. We'll certainly be following up throughout the next several days with Fox's Ryan Schmelz and our team of reporters from Fox News in Washington. Ryan, thanks, man.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.